recording on one microphone still.
After spending 15, 20 minutes, we're like, we can do this. And
what's frustrating is I've done it numerous times, but somehow with our fucking powers combined, we're way more dumb.
When I looked it up before I came over, I was like, okay, I read all the instructions online. I was like, this is going to be so easy. You like click a thing here and click it. It's fucking super easy. Boy, do I feel dumb that I can figure it out. And then we sat here, we plugged both microphones in and we followed all the steps and we're like, okay, both microphones are showing that they make sound, but we can't get them to start recording at the same time. So if anyone has tips, callers, call in.
Callers, call in, write in. I mean, if you call in, we might not be able to hear you. We might not know how a phone works. Jesus Christ. Oh, and Wendy also sent me a text being like, totally figured out the two mic setup. Like, wait, that's the problem, was you were too confident.
Right. Anytime you feel good about something, it's going to go wrong.
Lucky for us, we both feel terrible about everything right now. So this is going to be a killer episode.
I know. Last night we were really, I mean, we should have had the laptop and recorded at the bars we went to last night because we were fired up after spending the day together in the kitchen.
Wendy is more my best friend than ever before for coming into the kitchen. Yesterday was a real shit show. Yeah. And I think we topped it off nicely.
Well, yesterday was Megan and Preston's birthday.
It was a real birthday extravaganza. It was spooky. There was blood all over the place from multiple people. Also, that was the cool thing.
In the picture that I took of my thumb bleeding, which got me a marriage proposal, I noticed in the picture underneath there's just like two drops of blood on the floor. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. I did clean my blood up because I noticed it. I was like, this shit is spraying all over the place.
Okay, so Preston... Preston really, really cut his finger. His finger basically looked like a small vagina. He made a small vagina onto his finger, and he had to go get 8 stitches for his birthday, which I think it was sweet of him because I love Halloween and I love spooky stuff. And, you know, we're working on a relationship, and he was like, what can I do to make Megan's birthday extra spooky? I know. I'll fucking spray blood all over the place.
Yeah.
And so he had to go to urgent care, so Wendy came in to help me, which was amazing because otherwise I would have been there till like 2 in the morning.
Well, I want to read this. I got my phone because I want to read the text messages that Megan sent me yesterday because I didn't understand. It wasn't like the message was prefaced, hey, Preston cut himself, can you come in?
I was frazzled. I was a little frazzled.
Right.
I was at urgent care as this was happening.
So I have, and I'm allowed to talk about this person on the show. He was like, I'd be offended if he didn't talk about me. So I started dating someone out here that I met on the Sugar Daddy website, and it's like, I don't know what's happening. We're going to Mexico. I might get murdered. I might get married. I might have to convert to Judaism.
You're doing something that starts with an M.
Yeah. So this guy, he's fucking super awesome, and we had plans yesterday because the plan was after Megan and Preston got done at the kitchen, around like 8, 8:30, we were going to go out for birthday drinks. So I was like, oh, I'll go see my new boyfriend. We're using the term boyfriend. I don't want to use daddy. I don't want to creep anybody out, but.
Father. Pop.
Yeah. So we had plans, and yesterday during the day, I was going to go to his place, ride the Peloton. He's got a Peloton and a gym set up in his house. So I was going to go work out, and then we were going to fuck, and oh, it's extra fun.
On the Peloton.
Yes.
Like, fucking, like, come on, Peloton. You can do this.
And so, dude, the instruction, the Peloton is fucking wild. I wrote it today. The stuff that the instructors say, I was like, this is bananas.
Look good for your pop. Come on. You look good for your pop.
Well, it's tough because it's like a woman, right? It's a woman teaching class, and she's just like, you know, a lot of people, she goes, what'd she say? It's Wizard of Oz. She goes, Dorothy had it all wrong. She was waiting for someone else to build the Yellow Brick Road. We built it ourselves. And I was like, yeah, like as I'm riding my sugar daddy's bike.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, women, we build our own brick roads.
With the money we get from the old men we're fucking.
Also, what a weird fucking analogy that I've literally never heard before. You know, that woman was like, I fucking hit on something here. Like, ladies, we build our own yellow brick roads. What?
Excuse me? It was, and then she had another, and she's just like, the confidence when you know, you bust your ass and you work, that confidence is going to give you the, like the kind of power that you need to walk into your boss's office and ask for more money at your job. Let's hit it, ladies. I'm just
like, what?
I know.
This is going to give you the confidence to say, hey, pop, give me more money. Daddy.
Hey, daddy, I want my own Peloton.
Daddy, put it in my butt. Dad, put it in my butt and then buy me a Peloton, Dad.
God. Dad, you're being so embarrassing. Just come in my tits. Ah, you're so embarrassing. My friends are here.
How am I ever going to build my own road if you don't come on my tits, Dad?
Ah. And actually, the Peloton did give me the power today to, so while I'm on the Peloton.
To come on your own tits?
Yes. I squirted on my own tits. Because he delivers, he has flowers sent to me every week. That's like his thing. He's like into it. And so the flower delivery guy, because as we all know, my apartment, it's very difficult for these people to walk up a flight of stairs and find the door that has a big ass number 3 on it that I got like
you put there. There was no number 3 before.
No. And I had to get crafting materials and like I got the gold sticky like letter number pack. So there's a big gold 3 on the door.
Also, I love craft. Oh, you had to get crafting materials for another crafting project?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you were calling what you did to that door a crafting project that required crafting materials. And I was like, it's a number 3.
Well, I was actually referring to that as crafting. But I mean, so I guess stickers.
Stickering.
Yeah. I had a sticker door project. And so I had to go buy I had to go to the little kid section.
All day.
So I'm on the Peloton and I get a text from a number I don't recognize, and it's a picture, and I'm like, what the fuck could this be? It was like, and it was a photo of flowers with my name and address, including apartment 3 in the corner of the card, but the flowers were in front of not my door. I was like, so now I'm on the Peloton, and this bitch is giving me all kinds of confidence, like, yeah, I'm gonna go ask for more money from my job, which is my boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, from my job. Oh, wait, shit.
So I'm like riding this bike and I get this text. And so I text back, I'm like, thank you. And then I look at the door and I was like, oh, wait, that's not my door. That's not the door to my apartment. And he didn't respond. And so I thought, I'm not home. I'm not. And so I said, hey, can you put that in front of my door? And he writes back, but that's the address. That was the only door I found. And I said, you have to go around back up a flight of stairs. And so I'm texting him while I'm on the Peloton, and I sent him a picture of the outside of my door from another delivery I had. I was like, this is what the outside of my door looks like. And he was like, well, will your neighbors not just bring you the flowers?
What in the fuck? And it's like, well, aren't you the flower delivery guy?
Yeah.
It's your job to bring me the flowers.
And the way they were set, they were right in front of the door. So if the neighbors don't know they're there and they open and walked it, they would kick it over immediately.
And possibly severely injure themselves.
Yes. So I was like, so he's like, well, won't your neighbors give them to you? And I'm like, I don't know. And they could kick it over when they walk out. And then I text it back. And this is all thanks to Peloton and Robin. Shout out to Robin. Great instructor. Really, I was building my own yellow brick road right up that flight of stairs. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
So I wrote him back. I was like, I said, well, I don't know, and I'm not home. I said, can you please, if you've already left, can you contact the person that sent me the flowers and let them know they were not delivered to me? So that because if I don't say thank you, I said, just let whoever sent the flowers, let them know it was not properly delivered.
And then
I got a phone call, and he called.
Listen, you fucking bitch. Are you on a goddamn Peloton? You sound like a bitch that's been listening to that fucking cunt Robin on Peloton.
And so he calls me and he goes, hey, I left it there, but can't they just, your neighbors won't they just bring it to you? And I said, look, if you don't want to go back, that's fine. Just tell the person that they were not properly delivered. And then I told a little bit of a lie, but it's not.
What did you say?
I said, I don't mean to be come off like a bossy bitch. I said, but I've worked in delivery, which is why I get so kind of upset with stuff like this, because it's actually a very simple job. There's no guesswork involved. You just take the thing to the place where it's supposed to go. And he was like, okay, yeah, okay. And then he just hung up on me.
shut the fuck up.
But then, like 10 minutes later, he sent me a picture of the flowers. He went back and moved them and put them in front of my door. So I sent a text. I said, thank you so much. And then I said, would you send me your name? I would like to send some kind of a letter and email to your employer to say thank you. Because that's like a nice thing to do, to be like, that was really nice that you went back and did that.
Like, this bitch is lying.
Oh, no. It's gnarlier. I said, I think I'm pulling out my phone. I sent a text and said, here we go. I said, oh my God, thank you. I would love to send a nice letter or review to your workplace if you get a chance. Send me the info. Really appreciate you going back with a little heart. And then he wrote,
that's what she said? What?
So I'm getting sexually harassed by the flower guy. And then I realized, wait, I'm giving a lot of attitude to someone that has my name and address.
Yeah, but also, that like doesn't, this isn't a, that's what she's, this is like a bad, that's what she said.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, OMG, thank you. I would love to send a nice letter or review to your workplace if you get a chance to send me the info. Really appreciate you going back. That's what she said. Did he then send a picture, a video of himself?
Yeah, he sent a video of himself. We can play the audio probably if we want. I can insert the...
Wendy?
He sent a video of himself explaining why he went back. He goes... He's like, hey, I got, you know, when you said the thing that it wasn't properly delivered, I was like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to go back and put it in front of the right door.
This is wild. What the fuck?
Hold on. Let me turn my volume all the way up. Let's see if we can hear this.
I understand when you said about a package not being delivered properly, so I had no other choice but to go back and make sure I did the job correctly. So, yes. Enjoy your flowers and have a good day.
He, first of all, that guy is trying to fuck.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, like, he's like a good looking guy. He's like,
great. And he is gonna fuck. Yeah. Fucking perfect.
No, it was, I mean, I thought that was sweet, but it was also like, this seems very personal. That was a very, like.
Yeah, and he also knows exactly which door is yours now.
I know.
So when you get murdered, real, you built your own yellow brick road to murder. That's what you did today. Yeah.
So I was like, and I'm like, yeah, fucking Peloton gave me the balls to not be like, oh, okay, I'll do this. I'll just take a broken thing of flowers off my neighbor's doorstep when I get there. But I was like, you bring those flowers up to my doorstep.
And then he said, that's what she said.
It's such a wild. I mean, St. Louis, they're killing it so far. But the guy's got a New York number, which is where I was like, that's why we were throwing attitude back and forth. That's a 212 number he called from. That's why he's like, fucking your neighbors don't give it to you. It's like, that's not their job.
It's your job, actually. If only I could talk to the person whose job it is to get the flowers to the right place.
It's the same with FedEx. This woman that was after like a week and a half when she called me and she's like, the whole weekend went by and I showed up and your box is still here. Like, I'm like, she said it to me like it was my fault. And I'm like, yeah, I hope so because it's not here. And she's like, and she said, she goes, oh God, I don't, you know what? Let me talk to the manager. I got to figure out how we can fix this. And I was like, I remember on the phone, I was trying to be calm, but I was like, and I told her, I go, I don't mean to sound like a bitch, but you don't need to get the manager. I can tell you right now how to solve this. It doesn't take a lot of creative like thinking. There's an address on the box. And so you take the box to that address. We don't need to like problem solve with the manager. Like, we better get out.
How are we going to get? Okay, listen, we're FedEx. We deliver packages. This is, we got a fucking quandary here, buddy. Cause I don't, we got this box. Well, is there no proper address on it? Is no, oh no, there's the proper address. Can we not get in touch with the person who's this box? Oh no, she's on the phone right now. I've talked to her multiple times. But we just can't deliver this package. Well, here at FedEx, that is a common problem of not being able to deliver a well-marked package.
Yeah. And I'm like, and it got showed up in a fragile stick, is all over, it's the most banged up thing I've ever seen. And I'm like, oh God. And I'm like, hey, this box is fucking trashed.
I wish that they just threw it. You heard it hit your door.
Yeah. I'm like, this package started up, the box was completely destroyed, and the guy's just like, that's what she said. It's like,
that's not, I don't want to. See, by the way, guys, that's a good, that's what she said.
That one works.
That one works.
Yeah.
The box is completely destroyed. That's what she said.
Yeah. that, see, now that would be a good example of like when you could say it, but like, thanks for delivering my flowers. That's what she said, you fucking whore.
Yeah, with your fucking pussy. What the fuck?
Oh, God. But so that was the fun Peloton ride I had today. Anyway, so I was supposed to do that yesterday. And so when Megan, so these, now let's read another series of text messages.
This is a fun new, guys, fun new segment here on PFG, Text Corner, and also bad audio, I mean, well, worse audio, from a message recorder. Also, that man was driving. That man was looking at his phone, recording a video while driving a car.
Right.
Perfect.
And he wasn't even like, it wasn't like, oh, he was looking out at the road. He was looking into camera, smiling, really turning on the charm.
Well, yeah, because he wanted to be like, I'm going to get a that's what she said out of this lady.
Yeah. I'm going to deliver another thing of flowers to you. And it's like, what?
What? Just package. Say package.
Yeah. I'm going to bring another bunch of flowers right up to your doorstep. How do you like that, you fucking dirty slut?
And this fucking, the flowers are my dick and balls and the doorsteps, you fucking dirty old pussy. Like, what?
Your dirty, creaky pussy.
Why is it creaky? And there's a bunch of bats and spider webs. Like, what? And there's a squirrel.
You know, those squirrely pussies? You get it. Anyway.
If anybody's got squirrely pussies, it's you and me. We did both looking at the picture of Preston's disgusting finger pussy. Speaking of, fucking, this is a pussy-heavy pussy parking episode. Yeah.
Speaking of squirrely pussies, Preston's finger is not doing well.
No, both of our pussies did the thing, the pussy go inside.
Yeah. Whoa. You know, that classic pussy go inside move.
Remember that? You remember that nursery rhyme?
Oh, my God.
Pussy go inside. The streetlights are coming on. Pussy go inside. Dinner's ready, pussy. Go inside.
Pussy. Mom made pork chops and applesauce.
Pussy, get inside.
Yeah, it's like Goodnight Moon.
Yeah.
Now get the kids cuddled into bed. It's time to read the classic tale.
Pussy go inside.
Oh, my God.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah, it was all tingly. So I was supposed to go see my boyfriend slash boss slash daddy.
Father?
Yeah. And this is the text I get from Megan. This is yesterday at 1:51. Hey, call me. Do you have plans today? Then the next text says, willing to pay.
Which, but when he must have been like, did I say somehow replace Megan's number with a employer? With another pop-pop?
Yeah.
It was like a weird, and I don't know if it was something where like, because you knew I was maybe going to see Kurt. That's his name, whatever. He probably wants me to say his full name. He thinks it's really great.
For sure. Yeah. No, you got to fucking take me to Mexico. This is this podcast is two people, and both of them need to go to Mexico before you even say your last name.
Like, so I was just like, this is, what's happening? I thought you were like, look, I know you're going to see your boyfriend, but what are you going to do? Hang out with me for my birthday. We'll pay you to.
Oh, that's so much sadder. If I knew you were going to see him and I was like, listen, I know you're going to hang out with your boyfriend, but hang out with me for my birthday. What's he paying you? I'll fucking match it.
Well, I didn't know if you're doing, I was like, is this like a joke? Is this like a thing of like, I'll pay you fucking whore to come drink with us for our birthdays? Like that's, I thought it was something like that. And so I was like, okay. But I was confused because it was just like such an aggressive, what are you doing? Yeah. Willing to pay.
Like, that's kind of mean.
Yeah.
I get it. It's your birthday, but you're kind of being a bitch.
And then the next text is a picture that says total access urgent care entrance.
Which is a back door, like a door you'd take trash out if you worked at a coffee shop.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like a place where, well, so here's what I thought was going to happen. And then the next text says new rule. We don't work on our birthdays. So nothing about someone cut themselves, just like, what are you doing? Willing to pay. Emergency room, backdoor access. New rule. We fuck around only on our birthdays. So I was like, are we going to get like IUDs?
Preston's getting an IUD. I don't know what's happening.
Well, he does have a pussy on his hand now. So
it's that little pussy, and that's a little pussy. Yeah. That's a young, brand new pussy. That's a fresh, young, beautiful flower of a pussy.
Right.
Well, that's what she said. I can't believe that guy said that. So, I mean, yeah, you gotta, we don't want to get that pussy pregnant because that pussy is going to be in high demand, hot demand. I was like, what the fuck?
Pussy can be in hot demand. And that's a young pussy. So we needed the pussy, you're going to get an IUD and then pussy, go inside.
Pussy, you go inside.
So I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. And then I'm like, are you okay? And then I got the full information. But I was very confused. I was like, I thought I was like, were they just like, fuck it, it's our birthdays. We're getting drunk and getting physicals.
Yes. Like the weirdest. We're going to get fucking blackout drunk and go get some blood work done.
Yeah. When the willing to pay, I was like, what the fuck? And then I saw the hospital. I honestly was like, are they drunk and like fucking, well, you know, we'll cover your checkup. We don't have healthcare. Well, I'll pay for it. I didn't know. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
I wish that on my birthday, next year I'm going to be 35. If you don't fucking think, you guys are all invited to, we're all getting checkups on my birthday next year. I cannot afford to pay, but we're all going to get shit. We're all going to get together, just fucking bum rush in urgent care. Just fucking all walk in, be like, listen, we need our blood pressure taken right now.
Just a birthday hat on, a birthday crown.
Wear those fucking sashes.
Yep, birthday princess. Hey! Me and my, it's like, oh, we're there when it opens at like 9 a.m. just fucking trashed.
We have questions about our thyroids. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. It was just a very strange. But so then I ended up being able to reschedule because who knows, this could be my future husband. The way things are going, he almost proposed to me when I cut my finger.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. He's either future husband or future murderer. Mm-hmm. One of the two. Yep. Which that's a 50-50 shot. Mm-hmm. And honestly, in either scenario, I think you'd be okay. Because in one scenario, you'd be dead.
Right.
Great. Other scenario, you'd be married, which, I mean, you might as well be dead, am I right?
Waga waga.
That's what she said.
Oh, that's what she said.
Also, love the fucking waka waka Fozzie Bear throw in there. That's what comedy's become now. Professional comedians are just like, what's it? Waka waka. That's what she said. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh, professional comedy is really. There was a rally in New York to save stand-up, which I get, but also find to be weird.
Yeah, I saw. I read a big article about it. It's a little weird.
What's weird about it, and I get it. Again, like, it's also my job, so I get it. But also, there's a health crisis, and it's a real public health crisis. And the winter, it's going to get gnarlier. Like, in Europe, I was just reading a little bit, but it started to get cold in Europe. And all the places that were, like, doing really well and had low numbers, everything's back up because the cold weather, it's, like, even gnarlier than it was when it hit, when it was warm, mm-hmm. which we all knew it was going to be. And I read this article, and different people were talking, and, like, they're the owners of my home comedy club, so it's really, like, I support them, and I want them to be successful and stay open. It just feels a little weird, because they're talking, they're like, honestly, what's the difference in people going to a restaurant and people going to a comedy club with one person talking? And it's like, well, there is a difference.
I mean, I think it's, with that, it's just because I understand the sentiment of, like, why can't we be open at 25% capacity? If restaurants and bars and whatever are open, like, you know, they're as essential as a comedy club is. And, like, Cuomo said it, too. Like, he was like, listen, like, yeah, we all need to laugh, especially right now. But, like, when we're dealing with a global pandemic. And he was like, and I'm not saying that comedy is not important, but is it? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it was basically like, no, I'm not saying that this isn't important and I understand that this is people's jobs, but, like, also...
Right. And I understand, like, the livelihood thing where they say comics, it's our livelihood. But if we're being honest, the spot pay that you do on the weekend, if you're going, first of all, if you're going around, the way you can make money in New York is you're hitting five or six shows a night to get spot pay. That, you're talking about being, that's fucking dangerous. You're going from one club to another. You're literally taking one location. You could, and that's like spreading. That's literally spreading something. If you have it, you're asymptomatic and you don't know, you could, you know, you like, and it's different than a restaurant, because in a restaurant, most people are sitting and talking quietly to the people in their party. And the server comes over and has a mask on, and you put a mask on when the server comes up, and then you walk away. A comedy club, the whole point is to like be laughing and talking loudly at each other.
Yeah.
Like
just fucking spewing droplets, baby.
Yeah. And I read this one thing, and they were like, and they're like, yeah, this is our livelihood, and because they won't let us open comedy clubs, we've been having to do it illegally in dark parks and alleyways. I'm like, okay, first of all, this feels dramatic to me.
Dark parks and alleyways.
And also, if we're being honest, a lot of those comedy shows, the outdoor shows, like I did one and it paid really well. It was the Fairfield Club and it was great. But a lot of the shows, like spot pay is, you make more money doing a Zoom show a lot of times because you can get more audience members. And it just, I mean, it's whatever. It's a whole thing. And I hope they do well, but it just seems, the numbers seem backwards because a Zoom show, in my experience, I've made more money on a Zoom show.
Well, I think, and like live entertainment will come back, but it's like how bands are doing like stuff online and things like that. I just think for the time being, and it does suck because a lot of these businesses are going to not make it. And I don't just mean comedy clubs, but you know, everything. A lot of everything is not going to make it. But this is like what we were talking about at the beginning, where a lot of offices that were forced to go remote, that were scared that people wouldn't be as productive, are like, oh wait, no, people are just as productive. So I mean, that's different because those are places that are like, oh sweet, now we'll save money because we won't have to have a physical residence, like a physical office, and we're paying for all this overhead. And I know that that's good for those companies, but the companies of owning a comedy club, it's going to be bad for them, but it's like the same thing where it's like now comics are like, wait a second. Like I can go and just produce my own Zoom shows or do something online and make more money, be able to pay, not have any of that overhead. So for a lot of comics, I think that they're starting to realize it's actually more beneficial for them to just go online. And so I think this is kind of, I don't know. I just think that this is like a big shift in how entertainment is done. And I think we've been going there a lot before the pandemic, just with like Netflix and how like movies come out in theaters, but also like the same day you can fucking on demand them. Mm-hmm. And people do that. Like it's been going to this kind of more like in your home, which I don't like, but now is like, well, we were kind of already preparing for this. I just think entertainment's completely shifting. And now it was already shifting, but now it's like it has to, and it has to for a while.
It's like, well, that's the thing too, is with a Zoom show you can do, and like the Zoom shows that I've done are really fun. And I think it's better for the audience because it's more cost effective for them because they don't have to get a babysitter and they don't have to, I mean, it is more fun. It's, I think it's 100% more fun to perform in front of a crowd. So when things come back in a year or two, I will be back in a club, working clubs. I love that. And it is more fun for the audience to be around people. But for right now, it's like they can go watch a show from their home. They can drink whatever booze they have or not drink $2 $7 waters because they feel like they have to, you know, and you can tip $20 and it still is.
They feel like they have to because they literally have to.
Yeah.
Like, because they literally have to buy a $7 fucking Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just the economics of it. And it seems like you could do a Zoom show and then donate a portion of that to the club to help keep it open. And then they don't have to spend money on electricity and all that. But again, what the fuck do I know? I'm just a prostitute on a Peloton.
If that's not the fucking name of your memoir. Prostitute on a Peloton on my own goddamn yellow brick road.
That's right. And then the other thing says, that's what she said.
Pussy, go inside. Pussy. What's happened tonight? Now we're just like, I mean, talking about that's what she said. We really are just, we're a fucking catchphrase machine tonight. Yeah.
Well, that's because we really killed it last night. We were in the kitchen all day. And what a bonding experience that is to be in the kitchen with someone where you're in a separate room trying to have a conversation, but you can't really. And so you're just silently like pounding dough. It's really like, even if you are in the best relationship, whether it's friendship or your lover, and you're like, you know what? I love you. You're the best. Here, I'm going to go over here and roll out dough balls, and you go over there and pound them flat. Okay, love you. Bye. Mwah. And then you go around the separate sides. There's that one little wall divider. Sound doesn't travel.
No, it does not. I don't know if you guys knew this. Sound does not travel in a U shape.
And you're physically like pounding your hands. So you're doing a thing that's like an angry kind of like a movement. And so you're pounding out dough. Make it on a podcast. I could barely hear it because again, sound does not travel in a U shape. So it just sounded like womp.
I put it on the table, I was trying to put it in between us.
Yeah. Part of me was like, I should make some kind of a speaker thing with like a cup. And I was like, you just can't get over it. Cause I heard like womp, womp, womp. And then
I was just listening to Charlie Brown B-roll. So
we're like trying to get work done. And then I remember something on the podcast said something about like an age difference in couples, but I couldn't really hear it. I just heard like wah, wah, wah. And then I hear Megan go, huh? When do you hear that? So then we'd have to stop work. And I'm like, what? And she's like, what?
And then we both meet in the middle.
We're both like, huh? What? We're just yelling at each other. We meet in the middle. What'd you say? And she's like, oh, they said something about age. And I'm like, oh, good one. Okay. All right.
And then we're like, oh, okay, cool. Bye.
It just like breeds a fight.
But it really does. It's just, you're just asking. Well, and then what also breeds a fight is when Wendy tries to slice her thumb off.
Oh, yeah, I cut my finger.
Yeah. Yes, she did. Because Preston cut his finger, which I was telling someone at the market today, and they're like, you seem to be the factor here. And I was like, oh my God, I have powers. I have powers to cut people's fingers. I could do anything.
That was another Peloton. That's a Peloton class you should start. You're like, this will give you the energy you need to force your loved ones to fucking cut themselves to death.
I'll bring back that yellow brick road boss lady.
Yeah. This will give you mind control powers. Kick it up a notch. Are you dying?
No, I just coughed and then part of my pussy fell out.
Pussy, go inside.
Oh, damn it. We're not here. I was like, oh, can
we end it there? Would be a fun place to do it, but we are halfway through. What? Time isn't real. This is great.
Oh, Christ. Come on. Time's real for the next 6 weeks because it's Halloween. Because yeah. There's new rule. It's not a new rule. It's a regular rule. It's existed for all of time.
No work on birthdays?
No work on birthdays. And also that Halloween can start being celebrated after my birthday, which is September 21st, which now fall equinox. So summer's over. If Christmas gets from now, there's already Christmas shit out everywhere. Halloween stuff is already on like discount at craft stores because they have all the Christmas stuff coming in. So I get an extra, 9 days of Halloween. That's still not even 40 days. Oh, wait, no, it's exactly 40 days. That's perfect. I get 40 days of Halloween.
I mean, 9 extra days. That's not even 40. 31 plus 9, not even 40.
It's close. I'm not saying it's not close to 40. I'm not saying in some circles. I'm not saying some people would maybe think it's 40.
Right.
Hey, fucking math is a choice.
Maths is a choice.
Math and sexuality is a choice. We all know this. Those are the two things in life that are a choice.
Oh, God. You know what I want to get? I saw it. It was at Joanne's. But, I mean, it's a fucking... It's crazy because it's a 20-minute ride and it's like a $70 Uber ride, but you just are on highways and so it feels like I'm crossing state lines to go get a fucking skeleton unicorn head, which I really kind of want.
We have to go. We're going to Johnny Brock's. Hey, Johnny Brock's, sponsor this fucking podcast.
What is Johnny Brock's? Brock's. Bronx. Johnny Bronx.
It's me, Johnny Bronx.
Hey, I'm Johnny Bronx. I think that's who delivered my flowers today. Hey, it's Johnny Bronx here.
That's what she said. Why did I? That was. I also just almost went into like a hey boo boo voice.
Well, because I fucked it up because I put that with the waka waka. So they're like,
That's what she said. Hey, pussy.
A pig in a basket.
Hey, pussy, get inside. There's a pig in a basket.
Jesus Christ. So Johnny Bronx is a New York-themed year-round Halloween store.
It's a New York DJ-themed Halloween store.
Yes, it's all EDM all the time.
Wait, and so it's open now for Halloween stuff.
I'm sorry. Do you want to pull the fucking stupid out of ears? Because I said it is a year-round Halloween store.
I thought you were going to say, I'm sorry, do you want to pull the tapes? Do you want to pull the audio?
No, instead what I said was a much cooler and smarter thing was, you want to pull the stupid out of your ears?
Hey, this is Johnny Bronx asking you, do you want to pull the stupid out of your ears, stupid? Hey, cool it off. Cool it off.
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. And we're not, I'm still probably sick from our gas station dinner last night.
Oh, I did not feel good this morning.
Oh, really? After eating pickles and gas station cheese? Charcuterie?
Gas station charcute? Yeah, that was fucking... that's gas coot.
Oh.
That's a fucking another $1 billion to you guys. Pussy fart gang themed gas coot. And it's just a charcuterie with just hot corn and old cheese and diced up Caesar salad sandwich wraps. That fucking thing, which was all tortilla.
I know.
Yeah, but not a good tortilla.
Oh, it was not a good tortilla, but I hadn't eaten all day and I lost I don't know how many pints of blood because my hand bled for a solid 45 minutes.
Let's get back to your bleeding hand.
Now, in my defense, well, you can talk about it from your point of view. I thought it was great because I don't have any sensation in this thumb. It's my left thumb. It's the same thumb. I severed the ulnar nerve when I was blackout drunk washing dishes 7 years ago.
Nothing.
So I have no sensation in this thumb. It's like a dead thumb. So when I cut it, I didn't even feel it. I was like, oh, I'm bleeding all over the place. I cut my thumb. And then it bled for a long time, and I just didn't realize it kept bleeding.
It bled for an exorbitant amount. I cannot –
that's what she said.
I can't tell you. So it was bleeding really bad, and Wendy's like just like, oh, no, it's fine, it's fine. And just like very poorly putting pressure on this thing. And I was like, hold it on there. She was like, oh. And then she's like doing stuff, and I was doing stuff because – like, it was a bit of a nightmare. I was a little behind.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, whatever. And then I'm doing stuff, and then I turn around, and her paper towel, which was like two or three paper towels, was soaked in blood. And I was like, Jesus Christ, Wendy. And so I like threw it. I had to like rip it from her hand. She's like, it's fine. It's fine. It's totally fine. And I was like, this is not fine. And gave her new paper towels. And then I went and did stuff. And this is, I'm not kidding you, like 20 or 30 minutes later. I would say, because I was like, just like chill, put pressure on it, like relax. First of all, you literally are not touching anything sharp. The rest is like, no more cutting cheese. She was cutting mozzarella cheese, by the way. And don't worry, fucking, I know everything that was potentially contaminated was thrown away. And by thrown away, I mean maybe we ate some bloody cheese.
Yeah.
That is what she said.
Oh, wow. But I was like doing stuff, and Wendy was like on her phone with her fucking bloody hand. And I was like thinking, I'm like, okay, it definitely stopped bleeding by now. We'll pop a couple band-aids on it. We have gloves so she can like at least like start portioning out some dough. And I turn and look at her, and it is the most blood I've ever seen. Like the paper towel is completely bright red, soaked with blood. And I just had this because I was turning around to be like, cool, okay, so like all let's bandage it up and then get like a couple gloves on. And was just like, well, no. And Wendy had no fucking idea.
Yeah, I had no idea because I was texting a picture.
I don't know why it won't stop. Like she's just fucking jamming her thumb onto her phone.
I was using my right thumb to text and I was stomping on my left thumb with my foot as a way to like, well, this closed the wound. I need to like, it's like, I don't have a suture, but I can stomp the shit out of my own thumb. I almost said toe.
What is a thumb but the toe of the hand?
Right.
and that's on your Peloton cooldown. You guys, as we're riding, you know, just make sure you just be aware of all your body parts, including the toe of the hand.
Your hand toes, yeah. Your foot fingers. Mm-hmm.
Just make sure everything.
Foot fingers. Delicious.
Yeah.
We'll sell those at our gas cute.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect. Foot thing. That comes. It's next to the hot corn, but catty corner from the powdered cheese.
Yeah, I like hot corn and foot fingers. Sounds like a meal at High Point.
It certainly does. Hot. That also sounds like a great jam band.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? We're Hot Corn and Foot Fingers.
What's up? This is Johnny Bronx. We got the new fucking track from Hot Corn and Foot Fingers.
Johnny Bronx for sure opens up for Bitch Piglet. He's like the midnight to 4:30 guy. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then we're the 4:30 to 4:33 guy.
It's just the sound of like sizzling bacon and squealing. And then they're like, we have to go to another show. We can't do this anymore.
Because they're like, are you guys going to talk? And we're like, yeah, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
Are you actually cooking bacon right now? You're actually cooking. Yeah, we have to have breakfast.
Yeah.
We have a leisurely breakfast. Ass fat, and then
we'll get to talking and waka waka or whatever you people want to hear on the radio in the morning.
We'll waka waka when we fucking have a good balanced breakfast. Milk, Rice Krispie treats, bacon.
We're gonna waka waka on our super strong foot fingers, okay? We need the strength. Bacon specifically feeds your foot fingers. I don't know if you guys know that.
Not bacon, bacon. I need you to know double bacon, not single bacon. Single bacon makes you fat. Double bacon makes you strong in the foot fingers.
Double bacon makes you waka waka.
This is. Oh, you guys, I'm so sorry.
We're sorry. I mean.
Are we?
And I'm not going to say what you think we're going to say because I hate that fucking turn of phrase. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, I did not think that's what you were going to say.
Did anyone think that caller's calling?
Oh, I'm sorry, not sorry.
I don't know what I thought you were going to say, but it was never going to be that.
Do you think I was going to say, hey, do you want to go get physicals? I'll fucking pay. I'll pay.
I fully did. It's like, I was going to be like, yes, God, yes.
Yeah. Well, I was texting with my
good thumb about bacon last night because yesterday, I mean, it wasn't a rooftop party in Manhattan with drugs and alcohol, but it was still pretty fucking eventful. So I'm there, blood just pouring out of my body. I'm just like losing blood by the minute. So then I text a picture to my new boyfriend to be like, because he's like, hey, how's it going? And he sent a funny, like, are you rolling in dough? Like, he's very supportive. And it was a cute gif. It was very good for a dad. He was able to find a gif. And he understands that dough means money. Of, I think, Lil Wayne, like, throwing dollar bills out or whatever. It was very cute.
Are you a pop-pop now? Is that how pop-pops are made? If a pop-pop fucking comes on your tits and you ride his Peloton... It was Lil Wayne. I think he was like, what do they do with the money? This? Wendy did it. Wendy did the like fucking like fluttering money.
Yeah.
See, I'm a boring pop pop, but I've always been a pop pop.
Yeah.
It was a gif of Lil Wayne making it rain.
Hello. Lil Wayne rain?
Yeah.
Can you guys? I thought that was gonna rhyme. I need everyone to fucking know.
Little Wayne, lot of rain. Hello. This has been Johnny Bronx. We'll be back after the break.
That's him actually exploding too. Every commercial break, he literally explodes.
So I text a picture to Pop Pop and I was like, Daddy, I cut my finger. And his response was, do you need stitches? And before I could write back, I don't think so. He said, if you do, I'll come marry you at the courthouse real quick so you can get on my health insurance. And I was like,
Also, what time was it?
It was too late. It wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. Fucking men and their lies. Right? It was for sure after five.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, yeah, exactly. Another man just breaking his fucking promises. He said he was going to marry me so I could get on his health insurance.
Yeah, all men are dogs. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, my God. Dude, today, or no, it was yesterday. It was before that. This is before he proposed marriage via courthouse so I could get health insurance. This was yesterday, earlier than that. He just is, like, thinking about marrying me. He was sending me a barrage of texts being like, would you be okay? You would probably have to convert to Judaism. And he just sent me a bunch of texts. And that's was kind of, we were going back and forth about that in the kitchen when he was proposing marriage. And I was like, oh, you know, LOL, I don't know. And then he was like, you'd have to convert to Judaism. I, you know, that would be something. And I'm like, oh, what about, can I still eat bacon? And he was like, yeah, no, we're not like Hasidic or anything. We don't, but like, I eat bacon and sausage, but you know, it would just be nice. And like, you know, you don't have any tattoos, right? And I'm like, you've seen my whole body. No, I don't.
Exciting. It is exciting. I mean, I just want everyone to also know, how long have you known this gentleman?
Today's Tuesday, so 1 week.
Yes. Okay, yes, there it is. So I just want it. See, I'm very excited, and I can't wait. We're going to have really fun triple dates, you, me, and Preston, him and Preston's parents. So that way it'll be 3-on-3.
We should do Pictionary, like olds versus youngs, and we'll just make it.
Oh, and we'll call it that. All of them will love it.
I really like it.
Hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to play a fun game. Gross old people versus cool young guys.
The first challenge is pronounce this rapper's name properly.
We would all fail at that.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Preston do it? That would not work out great.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know. I like him. It's trying to be, yeah. And then we're going to Mexico. We did that on our second date. We got back, and he didn't even drink. So he's like, and he's not on cocaine. So this is like.
I love that in, because those are your personal vices, you're like, yeah, it's great. No cocaine, no alcohol. I mean, he's basically fucking sober.
Right.
I mean, weed, other fun things you might be able to find in a pharmacy. But it's like, other than that.
Sober. Again, like I said, no booze, no cocaine. He could pass any drug test. I actually don't think that's true.
So the same night that we got the Mexico vacation, I got a butt plug that I'm supposed to, like a vibrating butt plug that is remote controlled by Bluetooth. And what a fun treat that is.
Why couldn't he just buy you a normal vibrator? Fellas, fucking gather around the fire. Just start small.
Right.
And while you're around the fire, just as now that we have all the fellas gathering on the fire, take out any butt plugs you plan to give to someone as a gift and toss it in that fire.
I mean, I think that would probably be very bad for the environment. So we'll give them to us. We will responsibly and environmentally safely dispose of them for you.
Right.
We run a butt plug recycling program. But, like, you know, get a vibrator at first. Like a pussy one.
Yeah. I mean, you could technically, I could put this in my pussy. I got to show you a picture. It's like, yeah. I took a picture of it next to a water bottle.
Like, it's inside of you. Isn't it? Yeah. Like, look at it. You can't see it, but it's there.
Here's a picture. I just show you an x-ray.
Yeah, that's why you were so confused about the urgent care thing. Because you were like, do you have a... Megan, shut up. Do you also have a giant butt plug stuck inside your fucking asshole?
And you're like, it's stuck, and the doctor's like, oh, no, that's like where it's supposed to be. And like, yeah, no, but take it out.
Yeah, but I do not want it there.
I mean, and I get it if you're into it, and I like a little ass play, but this thing is like it's like a spade. It's fucking, that's the pepper grinder yesterday in the kitchen where I was like, do you want this?
Oh, is that where you did not know what it was?
Yeah.
I was like, what's this? I'm like, I'm looking for the pepper. All I see is this giant orange butt plug.
Wendy, because she was like, what do I need? And I was like, salt, pepper, and told her to grab something else. And I was like, yeah, pepper grinder's over there. And she gets the salt, and she's like standing there, staring. I'm not directly at the pepper grinder. it's right in front of her. And she was like, where's the pepper grinder? And I was like, it's right there in front of you. And she was like, looks at it, harder looked at it. And was like, and she picked up the whole peppercorns and went, these? And I was like, okay, no, you know what a pepper grinder is. Now you're playing dumb to get out of work. You figured out Preston's sweet move of cutting himself to get out of work. And you're like, I know what I'll do. I'll pretend like I am mentally unwell. I got hit in the head. I now do not know what anything looks like. And then I had to go over and physically pick up the pepper grinder. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh. I was like, oh, she was about to shove that in her asshole.
Because I was looking, I'm like,
go over, you just have your pants around your ankles trying to fucking shut. And I was like, what are you? And you're like, I couldn't find the pepper grinder. I figured this would make you happy.
Like, you picked it up and you handed it. It's like, I don't know what. Look, all I hear about how you're in the kitchen and you get done and you can't walk and your ass hurts and everything. So I assume this is like part of the thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, I was like, this looks like about the size of what I'm supposed to put in my asshole.
get a pussy pepper grinder first. Then get like a smaller asshole pepper grinder.
Yeah.
And then move up. You don't fucking start with that.
I mean, it's the size of, I'll show you a picture. I mean, it does not look comfortable. I don't even think I would want to put it in my pussy. It's like a weird, like a spade.
That big?
Yes.
Because that thing is, whoa.
Yeah, because my pussy is.
Girl, why is that it like that?
Yeah, well, just.
Because a pussy is like more. I mean, I know, trust me, guys, fucking, we've all had some huge shits. So some big stuff can come in and out of that back bottom. But I just feel like, the front bottom is a little more. That thing is crazy.
I'm showing Megan a picture and I put it next to a water bottle so you can see for size.
That is crazy. It's also like it's not very tapered. It really, like, once you get it in there, that's not going to be a fun time getting it out.
Nope.
Because it like comes to a head. Hello. That's what she said. But it like comes, yeah, it like comes in and then it's just a straight line. So it's like the top is tapered so you can kind of slide her in.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, to get that out, ooh, you would poop. Poop would come out right behind that guy.
Yeah, behind. That's if you're lucky. This is going to come out. This thing is going to come out coated. I mean, and I know it's like a butt plug, and so I get, but like that really, the way that it's shaped at the bottom, that will plug your shit up. And like, I imagine, yeah, pulling it out, it's like a, it would be like a, woo!
Yeah, I think it would be like that. Seriously. I think it made, what was that noise that little boys made when we were kids? That. Like when they,
yes,
that hurts.
Yeah, no, you just smacked the shit out of your face. I don't know.
I'm gonna have a welt.
Dumb boys.
No, but that it looks like it would make that noise coming out, like a, or like one of those, like the old.
Yeah, it does. It would. It just feels like whoa, no, thank you. It does not look like it would feel good. And
well, but the nice thing is it would make that noise, but then immediately make a different noise. The sound of all of the shit exiting in your body. Jesus.
Yeah, this is like it's like the Pringles. Like once you pop, you literally cannot stop.
Shitting. To death.
Yeah, and this is the front cover where it's like, ooh, sexy.
It's called Hush. Yeah. You know what you're not going to do? Hush up when that thing's fucking up in your guts. Oh my God, and it's like ribbed at the back.
Yeah. It's like a corkscrew, so you can like twist it in your asshole. Do they understand how assholes are made? Maybe your rectum lining looks like that. I don't know.
It does not. I'm no doctor, but it also, I love the discreet public play. Like,
Yeah, I can imagine. First of all, that in your, you couldn't be able to sit comfortably. It's not like, let's go to a restaurant. Let me shove this Coke can inside of my fucking asshole.
Well, you'd sit up straight. Yeah. And also not down.
Like, Yeah, this would stimulate a bowel movement. And I was trying to tell him, I was like, well, I don't know. I, you know, and like, I made a joke to him. He was like, yeah, it's real romantic. Like, you can make me shit anytime you want. And he goes, do you really think that would have that effect on your body? And I'm like,
yes. Yes. In fact, I'm fairly certain that what that specific one was designed to do. That was designed by a medical professional for constipated patients.
It's a vibrating butt plug. You twist this thing into your asshole and it vibrates. And he turned it on and put it on my hand. He's like, see, it's not that crazy. And I was like, yeah, yeah, no, it doesn't feel crazy on my hand. You're right. Against my hand. And if I held this thing up against my clit, that would also probably feel nice. But we're talking about
buttholes.
Yeah. We're talking about butt plug go inside. And no, thank you.
No, thank you.
Are you ready, comedy partner? Waka waka.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down.